Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Colton?
Yep.
Hey, Colton. My name is Jaswan Hill. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. You can call me Jazz for short. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with one of my representatives, Oscar. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions for me in regards to the listing on Google or how any of it works?
One question I have is, do you have anybody in the metro area of Minneapolis that you work with currently?
In your industry, no. That's why we're calling you. We need somebody to fill that spot.
No, not in my industry. Just somebody for me to call and see how they've been like.
Yeah, absolutely. Our company, Local Splash, we're the highest rated premier Google partner in the industry. So we've been in business since 2004. We have over 10,000 active businesses across the United States that we work with. Absolutely, there would be some in your area, in the metro area. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody you just Google, if you just Google any service in any industry, even if it's like a pizza company, they have to have a Google partner hosting their placement there on the first page, so they'd be able to tell you how the placement's performing for them and how it's going.
Yeah. Because if you had somebody that I talked to and they were able to tell me that you guys have worked successfully for them, then I'd definitely be interested.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we have to look it up. You know, our clients have to give us consent to give their information to a potential prospect. I mean, the reason they sign up for our services isn't to vouch credibility for us. It's for us to vouch their credibility on the first page and have their customers call them so they can get more clients. So we have to actually get consent before we give their number out to anybody, not just a
which is understandable. I would expect the same.
Yeah, I wouldn't give your number to a potential prospect of mine if you're a client of mine and have him calling you, asking you how things are going in order to obtain his credibility. Most business owners are actually pretty aware of how the Google ads and the listings work. It's kind of hard to have a functioning business nowadays without being visible to your customers at the time that they're looking for the services you provide.
Yeah. Biggest thing in for me, I guess, is I just want to make sure that it's not the wrong route that I'm trying to take, especially as our newer company. I don't have the funds to be dumping into something that's not going to work.
Well, right, and that's actually a big reason why we qualified you and we're calling you today. You know, we've seen that you're using a system that's a reseller of Google Leads with the Home Advisor by Angie's program. They actually put themselves on the first page. They would be underneath the local companies where we're talking about listing you, but they are there, and when they get a lead from Google, that's what they ultimately end up reselling to you, but the lead does go to three or four other guys, and I know a lot of the time you pay that lead fee whether you actually land the job or not. So when you're starting a company, oftentimes you end up spending money on leads that aren't turning into business. It's almost like you're going backwards before you're going forwards with a system like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by listing you independently, though, it would cut out that middleman. You know, you have a flat monthly rate. You know what you're spending, and the customers can call you live. They're always seeing you, so it's branding you every time they look up your services. You know, that all ultimately help accelerate the business. And also, if you have a limited marketing budget, you'd stay within that budget because you know what you're spending each month. It's not a question mark of, you know, how many leads am I going to have to buy before I get the next job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure you could see a value in letting people call you directly, right? Rather than paying per lead.
Value in it, but does the value exceed the cost?
Well, I mean, that's why I'm here. We're here to try to make it fit into your marketing budget. We don't want you, going backwards. You know, in order for us to be successful, this has to fit within your marketing budget, and it has to be something that you end up committing to over time. You know, we offer the services month to month, and so we are not going to get rich off of 1 month. You know, well, this is about building a relationship and doing the marketing for your business so that long term, you continue to use that as your marketing solution and bringing you new customers each month, and over time it becomes profitable for us. Right. So it's one of those things where we want to sit down and obviously make sure that it's something that's palatable, and especially for a new business. You know, we have a new in business credit that usually fits as far as starting businesses in your industry. Okay, but everybody's different. Some people's definition of affordable is $10. Some people's definition of affordable is $10,000. You know, so that's kind of a fuzzy word. But if we just put together like a website for you, you know, the Google Places placement, and get you a tracking system so you can see everything, I can get that pricing down, you know, as low as $149, and that's month to month. Now, I would obviously ask you to at least give it 2 months before you evaluate it. So realistically, you're looking at a, you know, about a $300 investment over the next two months. But you pay 1 month at a time at $149. If you wanted to have a more advanced form of marketing, you know, we can become your one-stop shop, so to speak, or your marketing firm, and also do like your Facebook ads, have you on the first page of Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages. That way you don't have 100 different companies. You know, it's all here, and we have a customer service department available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and host your site and everything there. So that way, you know, we're basically walking you through it, not just on Google, but everything online, and that way you're not lacking in that department, and you can just focus on closing the jobs and dealing with the human parts of the business.
What was the first initial would be $140 a month. What was to be like one stop shop? What's that?
Yeah, so that like for yeah, it the first one's $149 to be exact. Okay, and then there's no additional charges for to become the one stop shop. That package runs at $299, so it's about double.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
I'll tell you something that I did do, and it actually effed me over the first 2 months of being in business.
What happened?
I signed up for this marketing firm that was supposed to do whatever. I understand that it takes a couple months, but I ended up spending $4,500 with them.
Oh my God.
Got, so something like $150 a month, and if it's month to month, there's no, they got me with a, I signed up for whatever it was, a lease basically with them, so I had to keep paying.
Mm.
And it effed me over, so as long as I know that there isn't something like that, I'm willing to at least give you guys a chance, and if it does work out, I don't see myself not doing the full package, because
right.
I don't have the time right now.
Yeah, I mean, we can absolutely start small and then grow you. You know, that's 100% our business model. We like to be able to show you what we do, also walk you through it, make sure you know exactly what we're bringing to the table. Our educated clients are usually the ones that stay on board with us long term. And then like you're saying, yeah, down the line we could always upgrade it or expand, or maybe you hire some guys and we can grow you. But the $149, just so you know, it is month to month, but I am asking you for a 2 month commitment starting out, because like you mentioned earlier, there is a time period of getting everything set up. We actually have to mail you a PIN verification letter from Google. It goes straight to your home. There's a 5-digit number on the back of that we need, and we'll also need to do a client interview with you to make sure that we're representing your business properly. So I want to make sure you have a realistic expectation that this isn't going to be something where next week you're getting 100 phone calls, right? This is more so an investment. It's more so an investment to make sure that your summer takes off.
I'm willing to give you guys 6 months even to prove to your to me.
Mm-hmm.
So the next steps, what's the next steps in this?
So I would create your business profile, and then I can secure your listing, and then we would have to create the client interview time. So the client interview would have to be scheduled for tomorrow. Usually takes about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in order to complete it. What does your schedule look like for tomorrow?
If you know me, I'm booked.
I have a job at noon. I don't know how long it's going to take. It's a service call.
Mm-hmm.
I
could set it like 10. No. It's over the phone. It's mostly basic knowledge information about your business too, since you're the business owner. It's about 25 questions. I could set it up tentatively, and then if something pops up or changes, I'll also give you my direct number and extension, and we could always reschedule it, but we want to get it knocked out as soon as possible, obviously.
Got another question. Mm-hmm. I'm 40%, but I'm the complete business manager. I do everything. My business partner's an owner. He does nothing. that doesn't affect it.
No, it doesn't affect it. There is a voice verification, and we do send you everything in writing. So, you know, we will ask you if you're allowed to or if you're authorized to make a marketing purchase on behalf of the company. As long as you are, then that's totally fine.
Okay. And what information do I need to have for you tomorrow?
During the client interview, like I said, it's mostly general knowledge information about the business. You know, they're going to ask you about the services you provide and the service areas that you cover, and any information that you want added to the .com website. I see a site here that you already have. I don't know if you want us to build on that or just build you an entirely new one from scratch.
Yeah. Let's schedule it for 11 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And I'll just be getting all correct.
What was that? It'll just be a phone call, you said?
Yeah, it'll just be calling me.
Yeah, exactly, Colton. It's just a phone call. It'll come from our rep. They'll let you know, hi, I'm calling with Local Splash to conduct your client interview, and then they'll take it from there. And then also you'll have my direct number and extension as we go. So anytime you have questions, comments, concerns, you need help, if you just want a voice that you're familiar with or somebody you know, then, you know, you could always call me directly too.
What was your number?
My number, I'll text it. I could text it to you, but, or if you have a pen and paper, do you have a pen and paper there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225. One more time. It's 877-635-6225. Now that's our company line. So there's a 24/7 customer service there. Now there's an automated answering at the end of that that'll ask you, if you know your extension, please dial it now. So if you want to call me directly, Colton, you hit 544. 544. My last name is Hill. My first name is spelled J-A-Z-W-A-N, but I go by Jazz for short, just J-A-Z.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, get that scheduled, and we'll go from there. And
oh, I already got it scheduled. And then I have to get your email address, though. Like, I put you in the slot, but what's your business email?
Colton, C-O-L-T-O-N, airforcemechanical.net.
Airforcemechanical.net. Okay, let me go ahead and update. And then I'm going to send that. And what's your last name, Colton?
Deal, D-E-E-L.
Oh, I like that. Making a deal with Mr. Deal. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. You said you're 40% owner, right? Should I add your partner to this, or you said he doesn't really do anything, right?
He doesn't do anything.
Okay.
He just,
comes to collect. Sounds like a marriage more than a business partnership. Okay. Let me go ahead and update you here. And then are you still at the 2392 40th Street Southwest in Waverly?
Yep.
Okay, yep. Can you receive mail at that address if Google sends a postcard to you?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and how do you want your hours listed for the business?
Do 7:30 to 4:30.
Okay, Monday through Friday, or do you work? Oh, Monday through Friday, okay. What about Saturday and Sunday?
24-hour emergency service.
Okay, 24-hour. All right, so I got the profile set up. The client interview is scheduled for tomorrow between 11 and 12 o'clock. I added that to your email. You're also going to get a text message 1 hour before. Do you text message usually, or you rather have phone calls and emails?
I do both.
Okay. So we'll text you 1 hour before. If you're too busy to make that appointment, let us know when they send you that text at 10 o'clock. It'll come 1 hour before the appointment. And then I can reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way we don't waste a day. I'm going to have your Google postcard sent out right now. So that's going to be on your way over to you. And then as far as securing the first month's payment of the $149, how did you want to do that?
We can do it on a card.
Okay, you want to put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Because you need that payment now?
Yes, in order to secure the listing and take it off the board so that way it belongs to Air Force Mechanical, we got to secure the first month's payment.
Okay. If you scam me, I'm going to come find you.
If I was going to scam somebody, it'd be worth a lot more than $149. I'm risking my family and their livelihood as well. I got two baby boys, so it's not worth it to me. And the calls are recorded by Google.
It'll be on a Visa.
Okay. And I know it's Colton Deal. Is there any middle initial on the card?
The card name is actually Jeremy Schubel.
Okay.
My business partner.
Can you spell his last name?
Yeah, first name too. Jeremy.
Okay, got that
my
one.
Last name is Schubble.
B-L-E?
Yep.
Like B as in boy, right? B-L-E?
Yep.
Okay, right. Schubble. And you are authorized to make a purchase on behalf of the company on this card, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Colton. All right. And then on the front of that card, there's 16 numbers. If you could read it four digits at a time from left to right, I'll repeat it back to you.
4154.
4154.
1772.
1772.
3019.
3019.
8238.
8238. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0626.
626, and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
533. No.
What was that? I'm sorry?
633, sorry.
Okay, no problem. So let me update this. Okay, and then just for our record, in case Jeremy ever calls in, since we have his card on file here, and he's going, hey, what the heck is Local Splash, and why did you guys charge me $149? What's his phone number?
This phone number is 952.
Okay.
393.
2403.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Now, we do have, some prepay options available to you. I didn't know if this was something that you wanted to capitalize on, but I just want to run it by you since you're saying, hey, you'd give it 6 months. We have a 6 month prepay option that you can do. Let me see here.
That I might have to talk involved, but maybe we'll just start with this.
Yeah, let's start like this.
The first month goes good, then maybe we'll do a 6 month then or something like that, you know?
Okay, but remember, there is a two-month agreement going on here, so you got to give us at least the next 60 days. So it'll be $149 today, $149 on the 14th, and then it's set up to automatically renew at $149 each month unless you want to call in or you discontinue it. So there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We just want you to let us know before the next billing is due.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and authorize the first month payment in the $149. We'll get you the receipt sent over right now. You're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing sent to your email and to your phone via text message. At the bottom of it, it's going to actually ask to sign Jeremy's name because that's what appears on the card. But, you know, obviously you can take it from there. And then I have you listed as the primary on the account. So, I mean, we're always going to call you and deal with you, but I did put Jeremy on the account just in case he ever calls in. And that way we know what he's affiliated with and who he's affiliated with.
Yep.
Okay. Like I said earlier, I'll be your account lead. So if you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, feel free to contact me directly. There's also a 24/7 customer service department. As of right now, we're good to go. The payment did clear, so the listing belongs to Air Force Mechanical, and then they will contact you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time to conduct your client interview. Okay?
Sounds good.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought they said it cleared. The card came back as do not honor, they said, actually. I thought that was her saying it cleared.
Came back what?
DNR, like do not honor. Is the billing address the same as yours? The street address for sending that PIN verification, the 2392?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it came back do not honor.
Yeah.
Did you have maybe a different form of payment to use for the business?
We just got this one credit card.
Okay, that's not good. Yeah, do not honor could mean a lot of different things. Let me see here. Decline do not honor notification as request status associated with this response code. It means that the customer's bank has declined the payment. This is the most common message provided by a bank when a payment fails their authorization process. So the bank is not authorizing the transaction. So maybe he put a hold on the card, or he has to contact the bank in order to clear any payments the way that the card is set up right now.
Okay.
So he'd have to contact them to clear that. I know you said he doesn't really do anything. Are you able to contact him to get that cleared?
I can talk to him and see. We might just be maxed out. I purchased a lot of material on the card.
Well, it doesn't say that, though. It would have usually came a different code, or a different code would have came across. So I think what you need to do is just contact the bank and let them know, hey, I signed up for this service called Local Splash or Google Partner. A lot of banks actually use Google Partners so people can get turn-by-turn directions to them as well. So they're probably familiar with it. And then you can just let them know to authorize the transaction, and then they'll allow it, and then I'd have to reprocess it. So I could set it up to I'll call you back maybe about an hour here, or an hour and 20 minutes, and then we could try to reprocess it then, give you guys some time to contact Jeremy and see if he can get a hold of the bank and approve that. It sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And you have my phone number, so if you get a hold of him prior to that, or you guys fix it prior to that, just feel free to call in.
Sounds good.
All right, Colton. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.